Call the December 7th Plan Commission meeting order. Mr. Fuchs, please call the roll.
Mayor Olson?
Here.
Commissioner Hogan?
Here.
Commissioner Burkhart?
Here.
Commissioner Haley?
Excused.
Commissioner Morrow?
Here.
Alderman Dandrea?
Here.
Commissioner Fowler?
Excused. We have a quorum. Please rise and join the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We do have a quorum. First item on the agenda is item B, approval of the minutes of the regular meeting on November 9th. Any additions or corrections?
Motion to approve.
Second.
Discussion, seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Move on to business matters. Item C1, continuation of a public hearing. Already noticed, already read into the record for Molly Maid Professional Home Cleaning Service business use. Mr. Deedle.
Thank you. Photograph of the area is up on the screen. Staff, as you may notice in your packet materials, the applicant did submit the information that we were asking for a month ago, but they only submitted Thursday afternoon, and the packets go up Friday morning, so we didn't have time to do a staff report. So staff is recommending that we do complete this public hearing tonight, but take no action so that we can review the materials the applicant gave us. I can also note that the staff has been working with the applicant, and they do have some questions. Some additional information will probably be asked for. So there was some conflicts or confusion with some of the information they provided, so we're going to follow up with those things as well. So we are asking or recommending that we do complete the public hearing tonight, but we are recommending that there no action be taken by Plan Commission until the next Plan Commission meeting. Actually, the first one in January, I believe.
The public hearing has been open, so if there's any public wishing to speak on this particular matter, please rise, come forward, give us your name and address, and offer us your comments. Anyone willing to speak on Molly Maid special use? Okay, seeing no one rise, I'll close the public hearing. Is there a motion to table this matter to the January 4th meeting of the Plan Commission?
I'll make that motion.
Hogan. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. We move on to item two, Fabuy's Lash Extension Service business use. Same location, same situation. We have a public hearing. We have opened a public hearing. We've continued it to this meeting. Mr. Deedle.
Same as before. Both of these are tied together. Staff is also asking that we continue the public hearing and complete it tonight, but take no action. And we will bring this back at the first meeting in January.
Public hearing was announced. Is there anyone here from the public wishing to speak? Please rise, come forward, and give us your name and address and speak your piece. Anyone needing to speak on Fabuy special use? Seeing no one rise, I will close the public hearing. Is there a motion to table this matter until January 7th?
Motion to approve.
Motion to table.
Is there a second?
Second.
Commissioner Burkhart. All those in favor of the motion to table signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? That was energetic. Let's do that again. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Move on to item C3. This is a rezoning application for the Ross property. Mr. Deedle.
Very brief background on this one is the applicant had gone to the Board of Zoning and Building Appeals for approval of an accessory structure that was approved by the BZBA, the Board of Zoning and Building Appeals, with a condition that they obtain this rezoning. It's an area of C1, which is Conservancy District. However, that Conservancy District is no longer used by the city. We removed that from the text of the UDO, the ordinances, but we did not remove it from the maps. So from a legal standpoint, you need to remove it from both the maps and the text to totally get rid of a zoning district. So it appears that this accessory structure might be within that C1. Normally that would not be allowed, but as we said, we got rid of it because it was old and inaccurate. In this case, it does not apply. So staff is recommending approval of the rezoning to get rid of the C1. And then I can note that it would be within the woodlands, but it's a very small, like less than 0.02% of the total woodlands on site. So staff has no concerns or issues with this either.
It is scheduled for a public hearing. Mr. Fuchs.
Notice is hereby given that the Plan Commission of the City of Franklin will conduct a public hearing on Thursday, December 7th, 2017 at 7 p.m. or soon thereafter as the matter may be heard in the Common Council Chambers of the Franklin City Hall, 9229 West Loomis Road, Franklin, Wisconsin, 53132, to hear public comment regarding application by David R. Ross and Leanne Buddy Ross, property owners, for approval of an ordinance to amend the Unified Development Ordinance zoning map to rezone a certain portion of a parcel of land from C1 Conservancy District to R1 Countryside Estate Single Family Residence District for the property located at 8300 West South County Line Road, bearing tax key number 984-9998-001.
As we have a properly noticed public hearing, you've also received the highlights from Planning Manager Dietl. I'll open a public hearing on this matter. Is there anyone wishing to speak on this matter? Please rise, come forward, and give us your name and address. Anyone wishing to speak? Seeing no one come forward, I will close the public hearing on this matter. Without objection, we'll move on to action. Questions from commission, Mr. City Engineer.
And just to verify, we're basically talking about existing house and existing structure, correct?
Existing house, yes. I don't think they've built the accessory structure yet, but the existing house has been there for a while. And the accessory structure was approved by the BZBA with that one condition that they obtain this rezoning.
Alderman Dandridge.
And have you heard from the alderman of the district?
I believe he spoke prior to the BZBA indicating that he was in support of this.
Okay, thanks.
Is there a motion to recommend approval of an ordinance to amend the Unified Development Ordinance zoning map to rezone a portion of a certain parcel of land from C1 Conservancy District to R1 Countryside Estate Single Family Residence District at 8300 West South County Line Road. It's approximately 7.4 acres total. The area to be rezoned is approximately 0.82 acres. Is there such a motion?
Motion to approve.
Is there a second?
Second.
Pick one. Discussion of that motion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Move on to item C4, a temporary use limited time expansion for construction of a lay down yard for American Transmission Company. Mr. Dietl.
Thank you. There's actually two related items. If we could do those concurrently, there's a UDO text amendment and a temporary use. So the situation here is, a temporary use approval had already been granted for this. Again, ATC, American Transmission Company, is looking to utilize a portion of the property where that golf dome used to be on 27th and County Line Road. They're asking to use a portion of that property for storing materials and equipment and stuff while they do some work. They did get a temporary use. As you may recall, our temporary use approvals are limited to a maximum of 30 days. They would like to have more than that. So they're asking for another temporary use for more time, and they're asking for a UDO text amendment to change that 30-day limit for all temporary uses, to change that to a maximum of 180 days or 6 months. So they're asking for both those things. They need both of those approvals to be able to get the amount of time that they're looking for. Staff is recommending approval of both the UDO text amendment and temporary use. The UDO text amendment, we're only suggesting that the temporary use section of the ordinance be revised to include the ability for the Plan Commission to ask for letters of credit or other financial securities for those instances where there'd be concern that there could be a lot of disturbance to the site and a possibility that wouldn't be cleaned up. And then if we did believe that situation would occur and we asked for the letter of credit, the idea then would be that we would have some money in reserve to pay for that cleanup if that ever was a problem. If there is no problem, then we return that money to them. A letter of credit for that is used for many other purposes in our zoning ordinance, landscaping, mitigation, things to that effect, but it's not currently provided for temporary uses. But that's only a suggestion. The reason for that is it has not been a problem in the past. It's a potential problem, so that's why we're only suggesting it. The closest scenario to that would be there are some temporary uses, primarily those landscaping and garden supplies that are stored in parking lots at like Menards and Home Depot and stuff. They ask for that every single year. for the maximum 3 months that they can get. Even though they have a better option, they could go through their special use of their PDD amendment and get it permanently approved, but they keep refusing to do so. We have a little minor concern that if they could do that for 6 months every year, there'd be more possibility that they would decide not to clean it up because they're just going to be back in 6 months again. So that's why we're only suggesting it. So again, as the idea being as a suggestion that is not in the resolution or ordinance. So if you agree with that recommendation, you would have to add that to your motion. In regards to the temporary use, we are also recommending approval of temporary use with three conditions primarily related that they keep the site clean. So again, recommending approval of both UDO text amendment with just a suggestion, and then the temporary use with the three conditions related to keeping that site clean and the adjacent roads clean.
Okay, that's the highlights. Mr. Fuchs. Sorry for doing this in reverse order. I screwed you up.
Notice hereby given that the Plan Commission of the City of Franklin will conduct a public hearing on Thursday, December 7, 2017 at 7 p.m. or as soon thereafter as the matter may be heard in the Common Council Chambers of the Franklin City Hall, 9229 West Loomis Road, Franklin, Wisconsin, 53132, to hear public comment regarding application by American Transmission Company, LLC, for a proposed ordinance to amend the Unified Development Ordinance text to amend Section 15-3.0804L to revise the time limit for all temporary uses from 90 days to 180 days.
It appears we have a properly noticed public hearing, and it's been properly announced. I will now open a public hearing on this matter. Anyone wishing to speak on this matter? Anyone wishing to speak? Seeing no one rise, I will close the public hearing on this matter. I will say that I do support staff's recommendation for a letter of credit. That would be under the text amendment. Questions for the staff? Alderman Dandridge.
Joel or Nick, have you guys been out to the site and reviewed what's been done out there so far? I know that they're just storing equipment. I drive by it every day in the parking lot area.
I have not. No, we have not.
So you haven't, you're not aware if they're keeping it somewhat orderly?
Nope.
Okay.
Has Glenn's staff been out there?
I, for a different reason, I was out there about a month ago, and I don't recall the equipment there. I drove in the parking lot to look around.
Oh, well, you can't drive around it now. So, okay. But I'm not noticing any clutter or anything like that. And it's a very quiet area back in there. So, okay.
I wish there was an opportunity for us to say, yeah, we'd be happy to extend your lay down as long as you bury or realign your transmission main. But right. That ain't going to happen. So, anyway. Anyone else? Okay, for on the temporary use time limit expansion, is there a motion to recommend approval? Excuse me. Let's do unified development text amendment first. And I'm going to include language. Do you have language for the credit, letter of credit?
I believe so. It will be that.
So, okay, let's go there. Is there a motion to recommend approval of an ordinance to amend the Unified Development Ordinance text to amend Section 15-3.0804L to revise the time limit for all temporary uses from 90 days to 120 days and include the following language relative to letters of credit, Mr. Deedle?
That Section 15-3.0804, the temporary use section, be revised to include the ability of the Plan Commission to require a letter of credit or other approved financial security sufficient to ensure the site is cleaned up and or restored to its prior condition.
Such a motion?
So moved.
A second.
Discussion of the motion?
So this is 120 days, not 180 days. The 6 month that we talked about.
Well, the request was 180.
I believe so,
yes. So we're approving 120. Okay, I want to make
180.
Sure.
180.
You said 120?
The motion I read says 180. You guys tell me what it should be. It
should be 180.
180, okay. I'm sorry, I thought I heard 120.
Did I? If I said that, I apologize. It's 180 days.
Okay.
So we're all clear. 180 days. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Move on to the temporary use. Is there a motion to approve the resolution imposing conditions or restrictions for the approval of temporary use condition of a construction laydown area yard for American Transmission Companies, LLC, electric transmission communication facilities upgrade project, and moving of all of the transmission mains across those properties to the north? That's not part of the motion. Upgrade project loaded 11027 South 27th Street and South County Line Road.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Commissioner Burkhardt seconds. Got to get you in the minutes, Adam.
Yeah.
All those in discussion on that motion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. There you go. Okay. Item five is a former Anchor Bank site changes to accommodate a proposed credit union. Mr. Deedle.
Thank you. Again, similarly, two related items I'd like to be able to discuss both at the same time, a UDO text amendment and a special use amendment. The UDO text amendment would be to allow credit unions with a drive-through as a special use. The background here is although this property is zoned PDD 16, that PDD refers back to the B3 zoning district, a commercial zoning district, for the uses that are allowed here. The B3 zoning district does not allow credit unions at all. So the applicant is therefore requesting this UDO text amendment so that credit unions with drive-throughs, as this building has a drive-through and they wish to continue that drive-through, so that they can, so they're asking for that UDO text amendment as a special use, and that would be similar to banks, which are also a special use with a drive-through in the zoning district. Staff is further recommending that we also include, and it's in the public hearing and in the notice, that we also include credit unions without drive-throughs as a permitted use, so it's the same as banks without drive-throughs. They are a permitted use. So staff is recommending approval of both of those SIC changes, those SIC code changes. And then in regards to the special use amendment, they are asking to make some I guess they're remodeling the building, the exterior and the interior of the building as well. They wish to add an entry feature. They wish to paint and repair the sides of the building. They wish to add some elements to the roof so that you won't be able to see that curved roof. And they may also undertake some minor site changes. In addition, staff noted that there was some landscaping that had either been removed or had died over the years, and so we're asking them to replace and reinstall that landscaping. So we are recommending approval of the special use amendment as well with a number of conditions, those conditions being that we get more detailed architectural elevations. They only provided us artist renderings. They revised the landscape plan to bring it into compliance with the prior approvals. They obtain a separate sign approval. Oh, and I knew I was looking at this for a reason. We do suggest that they have a sidewalk connection. I believe the applicants are agree with all the recommendations, but they may not agree with the suggestion. The suggestion would be that they add a sidewalk connection from that building across their driveway, across the shopping center road to connect to that existing sidewalk that's on the east side. The reason we're asking it only as a suggestion, they are only making minor changes to the building and to the site. If they were making more significant changes, we would have probably made that a recommendation. So, again, if you guys agree with that suggestion, you would have to add that to your motion. But otherwise, the staff is recommending approval of both the UDO text amendment and the special use amendment.
So your sidewalk is a dead battery. Is where?
Yep. So right across there. And I believe that they would prefer not to do that.
Okay. All right. This is, again, we're doing things in reverse order. This is scheduled as a public hearing for both the special use and the text amendment.
Running them concurrently?
Yep. Mr. Fuchs.
Notice is hereby given that the Plan Commission of the City of Franklin will conduct a public hearing on Thursday, December 7, 2017 at 7 p.m. or as soon thereafter as the matter may be heard in the Common Council Chambers of Franklin City Hall, 9229 West Loomis Road, Franklin, Wisconsin, 53132, to hear public comment regarding an application by Joseph Hader, designer, Lamakia Group, for a proposed ordinance to amend the Unified Development Ordinance text at Table 15-3.0603, Standard Industrial Classification Title Number 6061, credit unions federally chartered with drive-through facilities, and 6062, credit unions not federally chartered with drive-through facilities, to allow for such uses as a special use and 6061 credit unions federally chartered without drive-through facilities and 6062 credit unions not federally chartered without drive-through facilities to allow for such uses as a permitted use in the B3 community business district.
We have a properly noticed public hearing. Anybody have any?
You want to?
Yeah, let's do a special use.
Notice hereby given that the Plan Commission of the City of Franklin will conduct a public hearing on Thursday, December 7, 2017 at 7 o'clock p.m. or soon thereafter as the matter may be heard in the Common Council Chambers of the Franklin City Hall, 9229 West Loomis Road, Franklin, Wisconsin, 53132, to hear public comment regarding application by Joseph Hader, designer, Lamacchia Group, for an amendment to a special use permit for building and site changes to the former Anchor Bank property. Applicants' proposals are as follows. Construction of a new 24-foot high curtain wall type entry feature for the main entrance of the building. Addition of an exterior insulation and finish system, parapet and metal lattice structure to the roof, repainting of the building and repair of the existing parking lot, sidewalks, landscaping, etc. as needed upon property zone plan development district number 16, located at 7745 West Rawson Avenue.
Properly noticed public hearing for both issues. I will open this public hearing. Anyone wishing to speak? Anyone wishing to speak on this matter? Seeing no one rise, I will close the public hearing. Questions from Commission, Mr. City Engineer.
So I just want to make sure I'm clear. So the zoning allows for banks, but not for a credit union.
Makes sense.
So is this, and I was looking through the packet, I didn't see a name. Is this an established credit union or is it a new one? Or?
Oh, we do not know. The applicant did call me again today to remind me that they would like to keep who that will be confidential.
So when we say credit union, this is not like a payday loan?
No.
Pretty sure.
Yes. Because we use the SIC codes, that's one of the few advantages of using the SIC codes. There are like over 8,000 of them. So, yes, credit unions and, cash into loan and payday kind of places are not the same SIC code as credit unions, only credit unions are allowed with this SIC code. So if there would be something similar that we would be in support of, they're going to have to come back again. If it is something else that we're not in support of, they have to come back again. It's only for credit unions and nothing else.
Alderman Dandrew. I can read your mind.
Well, I'm probably in agreeance with the applicant in regards to justification for a sidewalk. I'm in this area often, and I never see anybody on the other side of the sidewalk, so to ask them to put a sidewalk in, I think, is not practical. Okay, I know what our policy is. It's continuity, and but in this particular case, I do not see a need. If someone's going to walk over to the restaurant across, they're going to go down the side of the driveway and then through the driveway and then into the building. They're not going to follow the sidewalk. In regards to, I think you clarified the question with Glenn. It also eliminates the possibility of a auto title facility in there. In regards to the reclassification, I see it. You've got a North Shore just, you know, within a stone's throw away from this place, and they have a drive-through. So it's a vacant building. So if a credit union, and I know that there's a lot of financial institutions throughout, if so be it, if they can be successful, let's go for it.
Are you Mr. Hader?
Yes. You have questions for me?
No. I just wanted to say hi. Okay, relative to the Unified Development Ordinance text amendment, public hearing is closed. Is there a motion to recommend approval in ordinance to amend the Unified Development Ordinance text at table 115-3.0603, standard industrial classification title 6061 credit unions federally chartered with drive-through facilities? And 6062 credit unions not federally chartered with drive-through, not chartered with drive-through facilities to allow for such uses as a special use, and 6061 credit unions federally chartered without drive-through facilities, and 6062 credit unions not federally chartered without drive-through facilities to allow for such uses as permitted use in the B3 Community Business District. This one doesn't deal with the sidewalks. Is there such a motion?
Yeah, motion to approve.
Second.
Discussion on the motion. Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. The sidewalk issue is a suggestion, not a recommendation. Is that correct?
Correct.
Is there a motion, relative to special use, is there a motion to recommend approval of a special use amendment to allow for building architecture enhancements and improvements to the parking lot sidewalks?
Existing one adjacent to the building.
And landscaping for existing drive-through bank property approved as a special use in ordinance 2002-1735 and ordinance to amend ordinances 92-1229, 93-1261, 94-1298, 96-1391, 96-1400, and 98-1508 created Plan Development District Number 16. We know that as Franklin Center at 7745 West Rawson Avenue, without the requirement to add sidewalks. Is there a motion?
Yeah. Motion to approve.
Is there second. Discussion on that motion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. When do you get started?
Once we get official approval from the county council.
It could be next 2 weeks from Tuesday.
19.
Great. Thank you. Move on to item 6, public hearing on a natural resources special exception for Crohn's Incorporated. For a new 40,000 square foot, $3 million product demonstration and training facility, metal building construction. Let's do this the right way. Mr. Fuchs.
Notice is hereby given that the Plan Commission of the City of Franklin conduct a public hearing on Thursday, December 7, 2017, at 7 p.m. or soon thereafter, as the matter may be heard in the Common Council Chambers of the Franklin City Hall, 9229 West Loomis Road, Franklin, Wisconsin, 53132, to hear public comment regarding an application from Crohn's Inc. property owner for a special exception to natural resource feature provisions for property located at 9611 South 58th Street, zoned M1 Limited Industrial District, which bears tax key number 899-9990-062. The requested special exception to natural resource feature provisions is for the purpose of allowing for filling and removing approximately 6,750 square feet of wetland buffer and 13,670 square feet of wetland setback for construction of a 40,000-square-foot pre-engineered metal building to serve as a product demonstration and training facility for Crohn's, Inc.'s clients, with new parking and loading areas, landscaping, a stormwater pond, and protection of existing wetland located across the street from Crohn's, Inc.'s North American headquarters at 9600 South 58th Street.
Mr. Deedle.
Thank you. Again, there's two related items. If we could discuss both at the same time, that would be helpful. One, again, is the natural resource special exception. When we open that up, we will have to swear anybody in who wishes to speak on that matter. Then also, there's a site plan that they're requesting approval of. So in regards to the site plan now, the Crohn's facility is shown on the screen to the right of 58th Street. That vacant property to the left or the west of 58th is their property as well. That parking lot on the south end is part of that property. They wish to build a new facility slightly north of that existing parking lot. Just to the north of that parking lot, closer to 58th Street, there is a small little wetland. It may have even been created from the drainage and runoff from that parking lot, but the bottom line is it is defined and regulated as a wetland by the DNR. So as such, then that wetland is protected as well as the setback and buffer. However, the building is going to be very close to that wetland, and they are encroaching within to the setback and buffer. They will not be touching the wetland itself. So the site plan would be, and they have put up some boards to show the site as well as the building architecture for this new facility. They are proposing some more parking in addition to the building. They may have a future phase to the building to the north, and then they will have a stormwater pond to the north end of this property. So in this regard to the project, it is a tight space, particularly if they do their building addition in the future. That north end of the building is where they would like to have a truck dock or a truck loading and unloading. With that tight space, they decided or determined they would not have enough space on site to move the trucks. So they are asking for permission to let those trucks maneuver on the public road. The Unified Development Ordinance does not allow that. The ordinance specifically says in a couple different locations that all truck turning movements must be accomplished on site, off the public road. So we are recommending that they do that, accommodate all the truck moving on their site, not on the public road, or obtain a UDO text amendment to allow them to do that on the public road. They have recently submitted for that UDO text amendment, but not in time to be on this agenda. So it will be coming shortly. That's one of the issues. So staff has a recommendation that they either obtain that UDO text amendment or put all the truck turning on the property. We also recommend some smaller stuff. One is that they, of course, get a final approval of the stormwater management plan. They don't have that yet. And that they make some adjustments to their parking lot. Some of the parking stalls are too small. So we're recommending that they make those changes as well. But with those changes, we are recommending approval of the site plan. On the related matter for the natural resource special exception, as I noted, they are proposing to fill in and develop part of the buffer and part of the setback. They are at the Environmental Commission meeting. There was a pretty good discussion, and at that meeting, it was determined that they agreed that they would do some mitigation for that buffer loss, and they would do some kind of mitigation adjacent to that stormwater pond on the north side.
Can you put up the site plan with the?
So although no detail, of course, because that was only decided at the Environmental Commission last week, no details have been provided yet. So that is one of our staff's recommended conditions for approval of natural resource special exception is that they prepare a mitigation plan. In addition, we are recommending that they put the existing wetland, the remaining buffer, into a conservation easement. The applicant had some concerns about that, but I think is reluctantly agreeing to go along with that. At the Environmental Commission, there was a discussion about putting the mitigation instead of in the conservation easement, as is normally done, to put it as part of the stormwater easement. The Environmental Commission was okay with that, and that was part of their recommendation. So the Environmental Commission is recommending approval of this natural resource special exception with the mitigation and the allowing that to be in a conservation easement in the stormwater easement. Staff has a recommendation about that as well. We were okay with that approach as well, as long as it was okay with the city attorney. I just heard from the city attorney this afternoon. He is not okay with that. He believes that the ordinance is clear, that the mitigation has to be in a conservation easement, not some other kind of easement. And then he further elaborated, as I was aware of too, not only did he research the same question for Carlisle's building expansion, he also had their attorney research the matter, and she reached the same conclusion he did, that a conservation easement is required for both the mitigation and for the existing wetland and remaining buffer. So we do have that as a recommendation that would have to be stricken if we wish to go along with the opinion of the city attorney. That one condition about allowing the mitigation in the stormwater easement, that condition would have to be removed. Otherwise, staff is recommending approval.
But the easements have to be, they can't be co-located. They have to be different easements?
They can overlap. It just has to be explained clearly that, because we have run into this issue a couple times within subdivision plats and a condo plat, where the conservation easement overlaps the stormwater easement. We have to add language to the conservation easement to make it clear that they can maintain that stormwater management facility, even though it's also within a conservation easement. So we have done that two times recently now. So, yes, that could be a concern if we don't address it up front. But we have done it recently, and we would make sure that we catch it this time as well.
Okay, so we can go ahead with what was before the Environmental Commission. But the easement has to be both a conservation and a stormwater management easement.
Would have to have language recognizing the existence of the other.
Okay. This is a public hearing regarding the... Aaron, you... I'm going to, for the record, note that Economic Development Director Aaron Hertzberg is here as well. This is a public hearing on a natural resources special exception. This local ordinance requires that all testimony given in a natural resources special exception be sworn. So, I will open a public hearing. Anyone wishing to speak on this matter? Anyone here wishing to speak? Seeing no one rise, I will close the public hearing. Good. Okay. So, on the natural resources special exception, any questions for staff? Mr. City Engineer.
I guess just a comment as far as the, you know, turning radius in a road.
It's a future issue.
Oh.
Or you can talk about it now. It's fine.
I was just going to say that, you know, it is a public road, but for all practical purposes, it's a glorified driveway. And I, given the frequency of which I understood it to be used, we had a meeting earlier, a couple months ago, I believe, we talked about this. And the infrequency of the use and the fact that it's basically a glorified driveway, I don't have a problem with that.
Being involved in this since 1991, the purpose of that UDO statement, it was very specific relative to the business park and the remaining parcels on the industrial park. This is a special circumstance that I would certainly say, doesn't apply. But, okay. Anything else? Commissioner Burkhart.
I guess along those lines, I understand that it's not really serving very many businesses on that stretch of road, but if you're maneuvering a semi-truck on that particular area and it does break down and you were to have an emergency beyond that where Habermill Electric and a couple other businesses are located, I do think that it's going to hamper the ability of any emergency services to facilitate response to that area. And anytime you have an emergency, it rarely happens at a convenient time.
Noted. Mr. Deedle.
I can note that we do forward all these plan commission items to the fire department and the police department, and neither one had any issues or concerns with this.
If we're going to go down this discussion path, if we had the overall view of the industrial park, there is only one other business on the end of this road, and it, although it's not accessible for through traffic, it can be gotten to off of Ryan Road and the frontage road on the north side of it.
It's true. Yeah, if you show the aerial.
Many years ago, we just decided to terminate the connection. So if you can go north there. Adam?
Well, I was looking at the same. I guess my concern is beyond where the frontage road there ends, where it would meet if it didn't end, 58th Street. You do have beyond where this this potential driveway is going to be. There are other buildings down there. It was the limit to my concern.
See, Spelman can be gotten to by 60th Street, and Kendor can be gotten to off of that street right there, Stub Street. Habermill can be gotten to from the back. And what you don't know, I don't think, is the frequency of the trucks for this facility is, what, two a week, maybe?
I'm aware of that. I work right around the corner from, I'm aware of that portion.
Good.
Good.
Anyone else? Mm-mm. Okay, relative to this, The Natural Resources Special Exception. Is there a motion to recommend approval of the Crohn's Incorporated Natural Resources Feature Special Exception pursuant to the standards, findings, and decision recommended by the Plan Commission and the Common Council in consideration of the Environmental Commission recommendations?
So moved.
A second.
Is your motion with co-locating the stormwater easement and the conservation easement?
Acknowledged, yes.
Okay.
Yes, it does.
Any discussion of that motion? Seeing none, all those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Relative to the site plan, is there a motion to approve a resolution approving a site plan for construction of a pre-engineered metal building and associated parking and loading areas, stormwater pond, conservation easement, and protection of the existing wetland at 9611 South 58th Street?
So moved.
Second.
Discussion on that motion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.